Chapter 95. Istanbul's 300-year-old spice bazaar is one of the largest covered marketplaces in the world. Built in the shape of an L, the sprawling complex has 88 vaulted rooms divided into hundreds of stalls, where local merchants zealously hawk a mind-boggling array of edible pleasures from around the world. Spices, fruits, herbs, and Istanbul's ubiquitous candy-like confection, Turkish Delight. The bazaar's entryway, a massive stone portal with a Gothic arch, is located on the corner of Çiçek Pazarı and Tahmis Street, and is said to witness the passage of more than 300,000 visitors a day. Tonight, as Langdon approached the swarming entrance, he felt as if all 300,000 were here at that very moment. He was still running hard, his eyes never leaving Sienna. She was now only 20 yards ahead of him, racing directly toward the bazaar's gateway, and showing no signs of stopping. Sienna reached the arched portal and came up hard against the crowd. She snaked through the people, clawing her way inside. The moment she crossed the threshold, she stole a glance backward. Langdon saw in her eyes a frightened little girl, running scared, desperate, and out of control. "Sienna!" he shouted. But she plunged into the sea of humanity and was gone. Langdon dove in after her, bumping, pushing, craning his neck until he spotted her weaving down the bazaar's western hallway to his left. Burgeoning casks of exotic spices lined the way. Indian curry, Iranian saffron, Chinese flower tea, their dazzling colors creating a tunnel of yellows, browns, and golds. With every step, Langdon smelled a new aroma, pungent mushrooms, bitter roots, musky oils, all wafting through the air with a deafening chorus of languages from around the world. The result was an overwhelming rush of sensory stimuli set against the unceasing thrum of people. Thousands of people. A wrenching feeling of claustrophobia gripped Langdon, and he almost pulled up before gathering himself again and forcing his way deeper into the bazaar. He could see Sienna just ahead, pushing through the masses with adamant force. She clearly was taking this ride to the end, wherever that might be for her. For a moment, Langdon wondered why he was chasing her. For justice? Considering what Sienna had done, Langdon could not begin to fathom what kind of punishment awaited her if she were caught. To prevent a pandemic? Whatever had been done was done. As Langdon pushed through the ocean of strangers, he suddenly realized why he wanted so badly to stop Sienna Brooks. I want answers. Only 10 yards ahead, Sienna was headed for an exit door at the end of the western arm of the bazaar. She stole another quick glance behind her, looking alarmed to see Langdon so close. As she turned again, facing front, she tripped and fell. Sienna's head snapped forward, colliding with the shoulder of the person in front of her. As he went down, her right hand shot out, searching for anything to break her fall.